Dein Bookman.
The title, you want to do the video thing first?
No, we're not going to do
it. Yes. The title of the shiur was misprinted. I'm afraid I was not around to change, unfortunately. The sign said, why can you not invite to a gemach chasna, which makes no sense. The title should be, who can you not invite to a gemach chasna? I'm sorry, I'm not further. There was an error there in thing. Number one thing about chasna, make sure you proofread the invitations. Right? See, people know what's going on. Anyway, so a gemach chasna, let's take a typical scenario for gemach chasna, and we'll understand what we're getting, leading to with this. So if I'm making a chasna, let's say it's the third, fourth chasna already, so he's already used up his regular avenues of raising funds. So he goes to, let's say, the gemach and says, okay, fine, we're talking £5,000, we'll subsidize it, you need to raise some more money. So he goes to, try and collect things, he goes to one of his old friends, Shukul Gavir, says, you know, I'm making a chasna, maybe you want a thing, give him £100. He says, I'll tell you what, how much do you need? I need another £5,000. Okay, listen, if you bring me two good Arabim, I'll lend you the money. Beautiful. So he gets to Arabim, rival. Phil gives him the money, £5,000, I'll go. Fine, so makes a chasna. Who are you not allowed to invite to the chasna? The Gavir? You can't invite the person who lent you the money to the chasna. Because my good friend, who lent me the money, I haven't seen the guy for 10 years. What do I do with him? Why am I inviting to the chasna? Because he lent me the money. That is called ribis.
You haven't paid him back.
That's a classical ribis. Because you haven't paid him back, it's worse. Ribis be'emtza halvo. That means between the time of borrowing and paying back, you're in a bracket where you've got to be very, very careful that the malva, the person lent the money, does not get any extra hanor, any benefit from the halvor, whether it's monetary, whether it's in gratitude. There's a halach on Shulchan Aruch that says, im loy hoy rogel hagdim loy shoy, also the hagdim loy. If let's say I meet him in the street, and typically I'd walk past him. If he was taking Shabbos back to him, I can't initiate a good Shabbos after the halvor, because then he's gaining a benefit from the halvor. So if this person, I would not typically invite him to the chasna, I'm not allowed to invite him to the chasna.
What if you pay him back for the chasna?
If you pay back, well, then why don't you have money then? If you pay back chasna, you have a shab ribis mucheres. Ribis mucheres, that's ribis, where it's after going to be paid back already. If you don't stipulate it to relate to the loan, then there are matim on it. But typically, I'm out here, it's for the chasna. Ribis mucheres, again, once it's paid back, you're in a different bracket. We're talking over here between the. We can't do the regular achas. You know, I'd love to do whole chasna in 15 minutes, but it's not going to happen. Stick to the thing. Between the halvar and the paying back, you're in a dangerous bracket. It's negate many, many issues come up with this, befriending this. Lamoshal. So I go to the Gvir, says, okay, fine, I'll lend the money for the chasna. Says, who's been inside the Kedushin? I say, Roshin's coming in from out of town. Well, oh, yeah? Do me a favor, when he comes to town, let me know. I want to go and see him. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is that if the malva says to the loiva, do me a favor, says, if you know when someone's coming to town, he says, lo yoimar loy, hoidieni in bo ish ploini mimo komploini. You're not allowed to inform the malva that someone's coming to town. Because why? Because that is something I would not normally have done. And therefore the only reason I'm doing it is because of the situation that he's lent me money. And then because we have a relationship based on that, so why am I telling you? I don't go around telling people that Roshin's coming down. He's using his protexia. Roshin's coming down. He can't do that. He's the Gavir, but he can't do it.
It's like a
Nesha.
There's no
Nesha here
involved.
Loy, yoy, ma, loy, hoy, din, boys, plenty, block, and play. It's a machab. Very good, very good. We're going to get there. We're going to explain it more. I'll give you another example. Right? So the kid said, I go to the Gvir for the Halva on Monday. So the Gvir is very nice. He says, you know, Taki, very nice. He says, Grada, you know, you make chasen how long? 2 months? And a month? Fine. You know, Grada, I'm making a bar mitzvah next week. And you pop into the bar mitzvah, very nice. You're not allowed to go to the bar mitzvah. Why? Because I am only going to the mitzvah because of the situation power that's been created by the halva. I'm being machnia myself to the gevir because of the halva.
Yeah, that's a cause of time. Yeah.
Hakoras time is a problem by halva. You know, it's to say thank you, Ayasha Koyach, you get banged for the halva is osir. You're not allowed to give Ubamer brachas to the Mikalis, the Malvah, after the halva has taken place. You can say thank you, I commend. To say Yasha Koyach is already a problem, because that's a bracha. A bracha is already worth something. So thank you is a question of how it's Menshachai. It's Negev, a person that wants to extend the loan. He goes to the Malvah, you know, it was so nice, it was so helpful last time he gave me the money, it was great, you know, you're such a good person for it. Great, can we extend that a bit? That's osir. Because you've been mechalis, you've been mishabech, because he gave you a loan, and you can't do that. You've got to be very, very careful when dealing in a Malvah, loiva situation. You've got this debt, and as soon as you perceive yourself being machnia, doing something which is because of the situation that he's the Malvah and you're the loiva, you have a problem. You can't do that. It's grabbing. You put it in perspective, understand it better. People think, listen, the Malvah is a big native. So nice to lend the money. Right? And they thought, oh, cool, save you like a great. No. Says, understand. The Pasuk says, in Kesef Tala Esami, the mitzvahs are saved the right to lend money. So the fellow, the Malvah, let's say the Moshe, he has, let's say, £10,000 sitting on an account getting 0.025% of an annum. Right? He's sitting around doing nothing. He's not using it. The lawyer comes, let's say, with two arrangements where he's a regular person, not maturing, he couldn't get paid back, it's just he's on expenses now, he has a payment plan, everything's figured out. There's no real risk to the money. Right? So the Malvah has a mitzvah, say the right to do it. So like, what's the grace I'm going to play for them? That's so nice of you. The Malvah, let's say, puts some mezuzah on his door. Wow, you did a mitzvah the raisa. Fantastic, I'm going to the chasam. What's the shaykhis? You did a mitzvah the raisa. Grab and give it to me, show you. So what? Give it to somebody else. It's a big problem. The difficulty is that people are very, very reluctant to lend money. If I find out if he wants to, great. But it's a positive mitzvah say deraisa. A person that has money which is lying around not doing very much, have a gemach account. Why not? And you know somebody who needs an halva, lend money. Or use another gemach. There's many gemachs in town. Give them a deposit. Here's £10,000. Use it for a gemach when you need it. They'll take care of the old paperwork and you can mitzvah say deraisa. And you avoid the problems as well, who's Malvah and Loiva, and the Ribbit problems. But once you understand that the Etzim, the Malvah thing, Mitzvah deraisa, the Loiva is the Chesed, the Mitzvah, so like, what's the greatest Akkoyas HaTayiv? Yeah, okay, so thank you very much. But to say, wow, you're a fantastic, great person, no, you did the Mitzvah deraisa. Chatra, I'm not being, not Akkoyas in Malvah, it's talking very good people to come forward to, but there is a psychology that giving Halva is like a major Zach. And it should be like that, like any other mitzvah deraisa. If you have the funds available to do it, so go ahead and do it. You also find as well, the other way around. Let's say, there's a case in the Mechaber, where I'll go to the Gemach, I'll say this, I need to borrow, and how much is the Chasna? £10,000 to make the Chasna. Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. I will lend you 8,000, right? But I want you to raise another 2,000, let's say, from the Shtot. You do that? Yeah, that's awesome. Why is that also? Because if, let's say, we now basically what's happening is that the Malvah is making a plan for Loiva. You go and raise money, and I'll lend money. Now, it would cost the Malvah to hire a fundraiser to raise that £2,000. The Malvah has to pay, let's say, you know, £50, £100 to do that. So now, the Malvah is saving £100 for the halva. Rather than paying somebody to go and fundraise the £2,000, he's making the lawyer do it for free. And the tenai of the halva only is if you are going to go around and raise the funds yourself. Well, that you can't do.
Not doing it for the
malva. The malva says, I'll give you 8,000 if you raise another 2,000 yourself.
Why not? Not because he's doing it for him. He wasn't going to go and make 2,000.
Again, if Rashi would say, I'll give you 8,000 chasna. What problem? What's 2,000? You raised 2,000 yourself. Why are you doing that?
It'll be lazy and I'm doing something yourself.
So in other words, you're making me work for the halva.
Not for the halva, for yourself, your chasna.
Yeah, and 2,000 is my problem, right? I want 2,000. You know, I'll shaft that, I'll borrow from somebody else. No, I've got to raise it? No. I'll borrow from somebody else. You don't get 2,000 different gemara. No, you can't do that. You've got to raise the money.
What's the Isser?
The Taz speaks about it. The Isser is that since the Malva, right, we'd have to pay somebody to have that job done,
yeah.
But what is doing it for free?
So
when you have ribbis, there's a few types of ribbis. Direct ribbis normally goes, mi loive la Malva. The loive takes it and gives another £1,000 back. He's another £100. That's ribbis deraisa. You understand? Let's say the Malva says, don't pay me, pay somebody else. Right? Give me £1,000 and give someone else £100. Right? You know, I'm a gvir, but give someone else £100. Right? This is very raw deal. You'll find that a Malva will say, yes, I'll lend you, moist comes from Malva. Let's say a Malva, I'll lend you £1,000, I'll lend you, £100,000 for your project. But, you know, the my side of the project, give to bills. Give to Sam, right? That's awesome. Why? Because you're going to get your £100,000 back, plus bills are going to get £2,000. Now, the fact it didn't go to the Malva, went to somebody else, the Malva is betzivui ha-Malva. So now the Malva has gained he gets his money back, plus he's got bills, Sam, whatever it is, £2,000. That's awesome. Because the evil didn't go directly miloivel the Malva, miloivel someone else. That is called Orev. That's Orev Kani. That's Orev. That's one way. The other way is that if somebody else gives, Malva says, listen, don't give me them. No, the Malva says, I'll give £1,000, and the Malva says, get someone else to give me the money. So a third party is paying the ribbis. That's also awesome. So the Malva, once the Malva is gaining something extra, either through a third party is receiving, or a third party is receiving through the Loibis paying more money, the Malva is receiving more, both are problematic. If the Malva receives more, it's a problem. If the Loibis pays more, it's a problem. The fact the recipients are different is irrelevant. So over here, where the Loibis essentially now is going and raising money for the Malva, now the Malva is saving over here the money he would spend on a fundraiser. The Malva says, I want someone to raise £2,000 for this Baal Simcha thing. So fine, who's going to do that money? Who's that? So hire a fundraiser. So the reason the Malva does not spend on it is because the Malva is doing it for free. So that means the Malva is working for the Malva for free.
That's not a shiva. Getting back to the shiva that I can't understand.
Now, there's a comment called Ribis Devorim. Ribis Devorim is also Hakdomas Shalom is Ribis Devorim. The ribbis to worm. I'm waiting you something. Right? Anything with even not monetary is just a kobzach or a hachna is a problem. A ribbis. For example, I can't give my malva sandikos. You can't give my bracha under the chuppah if I buy him anyway.
You can't buy him shishi.
You can't buy him, you can't give him liya because these are the promises, but for hers is worse. Something that comes in if it's somebody who's my friend. And anyway, I'm not going to take a shabbos. That's fine because it's not because of the halva. So now that sometimes my guess is anyway, and I go there for halva, I can still buy into the chasna, not a problem. I can't even mention them.
If you're a gabba, can you go with aliyah?
Again, if it's aliyah's problematic because it's befahes, something befahes, something which is in public is much worse.
That's
problematic.
What do you mean problem? What do you mean the public knows that I'm going to do the money?
Big shayla. The mechaber does not differentiate the types of halva. Now, the shayla is what's called the halva b'peisya. Now, if you have a halva where you have a regim on the halva, then it's zikr b'peisya anyway. That's zikr kosh b'peisya. If it's a shilah haita halva of £10 between one and the other, it's not klor. It sounds like there's a tumul nachroni about it because the mechaber is not mechalik. And you could say, well, in Amor B'tzaten, everybody knew about halva. That's a shver hanochel to make if you're talking about the shver shailas. It's not poshut. But ribbis dvorim be'etzim is a problem. Let's say the manager of a grocery store is very kind to me, lends me money. Lends me £10,000. Fine, it's very good, okay. So, but you know, I hope you shop by my store. Also, you can't do it. Why? Because to pay somebody to shop by my store, that costs advertising. It's you know, it's an asset. So if I can get a solid customer, I would pay to have a customer. But if I can't lend money to make somebody a solid customer of me, that's also awesome. Sure. So what's happening is...
accounts. So you owe, I owe £500 to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I can't go shopping anymore.
Ah, so again, you have no halva, which is the maker for menkar, has not got regular in the halva. It's not, it's basically halva. We're talking about here about a regular halva where it's kuzducha. I lend you money, and the relationship is a halva with money. Yeah. After you have problems,
if you lend money, it's allowed on the buy by you if you don't say anything.
But it's more than that. If he feels in gratitude to me, as we to my story, that's also problematic.
What about Shlachmanis or a Shibba meal?
Shlachmanis, again, every time you prefer Hesse, you've got to be careful. If you do it anyway normally, let's say it's my neighbor, right? Shlachmanis is not my neighbor, it's my Malva as well. There's a Petira and Shtub, right? So Sudas Havro is given by the neighbor, right? So Enochnava, then, because the normal Zach to do, you can get away with it. But it's got to be something which you do anyway.
You give it to your neighbor, Shlachmanis.
I said, you have to be very careful, because if he picks up a bit more, you're already in problems. Because he lends you the money. You've got to be very, very careful. Because again, the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, if there's any hachno between the loiv and the malva, that is a sentence which leads to problems. If I'm acting in a way which is because of I'm a chnia to you, I'll buy by your store, word reason, you know, I'll give you this kibbutz, I'll come to your bar mitzvah because I feel gratitude. That already is getting into Rebus Devorim. This being extra nice to the malva is problematic. You get it all the way, you get an extreme case. You get the Gria says to the guy, I want to borrow my chasnah, but you know, let me buy the chasnah, the gartel. I want to buy my gartel, I want that zechus. Can I give it to him? Why? Because the malva wants to have the hanah of giving the gartel to the chasnah, right? Which is, he's getting a hanah, because the father's not going to let anybody just buy gartel to the chasnah. It's his privilege.
Can you do that before he lends him the money?
So again, if as mukdemis, you get mukdemis is also usher. It's a big problem. If I go to a guy, you know, I get my guy eyes on a malva, right? I think he's a good guy to chamfer him. So I spend a whole week chamfering, you're a great guy, I'm so impressed with him. I'm like, well, that's a problem. Because I'm doing mukdemis, why I'm mukdemis? Now, you have to know, well, how do you engineer halva then? It's not straightforward. It's better to get other people to do it and then you do it. Because Ruth Nevis like the Akhir might be okay. I can encourage somebody else to get them get halva for me. That's okay. In other words, if I know I got my agreeer as a target, I can get somebody else not to give him money, but to hamper him to broker the law. That I can do. Because that's not direct, that's not in the warrant, entertainment that. Or with Be'etzim, for me to go ahead and hamper him, and then after halva, that's where the problem is the boy Mukademis. It's not straightforward.
The guy who runs the Gmach? The guy who runs the Gmach?
So again, the shad is if you have money which is public money and the guy is only a gabbai, if he's not really the malva, then Kenzai won't be a problem because he's not lending the money. The problem is the malva, the guy who I'm indebted to, I have to pay back. If I am going to, once I'm, you know, indebted to him, after him giving him money, Rubis the boy, Rubis the chosim, you know, extra piece of cake, oh, you come to Kiddush, an extra piece of cake, whatever it is, that is problematic. Tagdoma, what do you say? It's time up.
Yeah.